Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, September 30th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello to all. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
That is the foursome. You know what's up?
What?
Too much Halloween candy. I'm already pummeling it.
Oh, it's
just too available.
You already have it?
Yeah. Well, a lot of it was.
You got 31 days. I mean, why do you need it now?
Well, it's just at the stores and, you know.
We usually get ours about October 30th.
Yeah, so do we. Day of, maybe.
Lately, no, we've been last minute, yeah.
Yeah, we don't care.
A lot of little Hershey bars, which is actually not even... We didn't buy it at the stores for Halloween, per se. When we were in New York, Kelsey had us stop at the M&M store, and then we went to the Hershey store. And so we, you know, got a bunch of candy, and
right.
it's just too readily available.
Yeah. Well, I can't say anything. I eat a lot of chocolate. We do have chocolate around the house.
Chocolate.
I do like to pummel. Yeah.
What's the consensus in your neighborhoods on whether or not you're actually doing it? We're giving out candy. I mean, whatever
I'm
kids
sure
come.
We will. I haven't talked to anybody, though. I don't talk to people.
Well, yeah, no, you don't.
I don't know what the policy is.
I don't know if there's a policy. I think it's just a decision on, you know, each house. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have candy available, but it's pretty light most years anyway.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think you can deprive the kids of Halloween even during this year. So we'll be out there in the driveway or on our front porch giving out candy. Whoever comes, comes.
Right.
Nice. Now, you don't dress up anymore, do you, Jason?
No, I've stopped that.
You just dress up, scare the kids.
I was a zombie, remember?
Yeah.
I was a zombie every year.
No makeup necessary.
No, not this year. Just chill. But Halloween's on a Saturday, correct?
It is on a Saturday this year, yes.
All right, that's good.
How do you guys even know that? Like, how do you look ahead?
Because
it's important.
Yes. Got to put it on the calendar.
It's a big date on the calendar.
Oh, okay.
Halloween.
It should be a national holiday.
I agree with you.
Really?
I'm fully with you, yes.
Yeah.
I love
it. It is such an afterthought
scary
for me.
Movies. I like seeing the kids come dressed up.
Oh,
I like it all.
Every kid that comes to my door is a pain in my butt.
Shoot it right into my veins.
Nah, I like it.
I want more than one a year.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even when the doorbell rings or I hear him go trick or treat, I go, oh,
it's because you're a curmudgeon.
I have to get up off the couch.
Yeah,
and
you
give
do.
These turds, you know, handfuls of candy.
It's because you are a grump.
Yeah,
that's why.
What am I going to do? Stand at the door? No, so I'm going to go sit on my couch and watch TV, and then I got to get up again.
The ones that get on my nerves are the kids, the older kids who don't dress up. They just want the free candy, so they don't like they'll put on some $2 mask.
It's a young kid's holiday. Let them have it.
If you're
like 15, you shouldn't be trick or treating anymore. It's too old.
I know. Cakes is size for all the scary movies starting tomorrow.
Of course
That's
I
right.
am.
Is that what happens all
yes.
of October?
All
they
of
do
October.
The scary,
yes. scary movie month.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yep. Yeah. Love popping on the TV. Oh, there's Halloween. That's on. Oh, it's Friday the 13th marathon. Look at this. I'm going to pull up a chair and watch.
There's no chance any of those old terrible movies hold up.
Of course they do.
Oh, Halloween.
The suspenseful
Halloween
ones?
Is silly.
There's no way.
They don't make movies like that anymore.
Because it's suspenseful.
All Halloween did was introduce the entire slasher genre that was popular for 25
I think the original Halloween is still my favorite of all time, and I think that'll hold up forever.
Really?
It's just so well done.
You have to you have to watch it on Halloween.
It's a tradition. It's a tradition unlike any other. It's
why wouldn't it hold up,
EB? Way bigger tradition than The Mask.
What's your theory as to why it wouldn't hold
just
up?
Just an old poopy
movie. Plus he doesn't like movies anyway.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Halloween has, like, suspenseful music throughout. It's not it's over like, the top and special
I would
effects.
Just think it would look poopy. You know, it just wouldn't look good.
Of course it looks different because it was made in, like, the
right.
late 70s.
All the cars are different and the clothes are different, but everything else is standard.
Just looks hurting. It's a 2020 standards.
In the horror genre.
Low def.
It's considered a masterpiece.
Right. In the 70s. Or
you probably never saw it.
Hey, I'm just guessing. Yeah, I can't imagine a single movie made in the 70s that would hold up. I can't imagine a single one.
I don't think Eric was allowed to watch scary movies.
His mom and daddy said,
go to bed.
They think you're part of the occult.
I think that's a funny comment, but I don't know that that's true.
Thanks, mommy.
I'm telling you, I don't even like scary. I'm 50 years old. I don't like to watch scary movies. Why do I want to watch something to be scared?
Now you're hitting me in the feels. This is what October,
there's no music. There's
means.
No music like this music. It's just the best ever. It's the best horror film theme ever.
Correct. You're correct on every single point.
Who did this? Was it John? What's
John
his name?
Carpenter.
John Carpenter. He's a genius.
Really?
He's a genius.
Oh yeah, genius.
He's a bona fide genius.
When that part kicks Albert in, Einstein. It's awesome.
What's going on when that part kicks in?
Just more suspense. It's building to something, E.B.
Michael
you don't
Myers.
Know what's going
Jamie Lee
happen.
Curtis is hearing things in the house, and she's looking for it, and he's around. He's
Matt
like in Nubby's
the... Matt his brother stalking everybody.
He's in the garage, and he's killing people.
You want to hear what Bowie sounded like about 40 years ago?
Yeah. Hi, Mommy.
Right.
Scared. Couldn't watch it.
That was... what's the name of your street?
Yeah,
Pennant Lane.
That was Pennant Lane in 1980.
I don't even know the Hi Mommy.
We talk about it all the time.
I don't know. Where's it from?
It's the guy who was a bum who had the golden pipes. Remember,
Williams.
Ted Williams. Splendid Splinter.
Yeah,
not the
frozen brain guy.
Yeah, and somebody said, "Hey, you have a much better radio TV voice than Cakes. We need to bring you in.
We should
get you polished up."
We should do a movie bit. I know other shows have done it, where we actually force EB to watch movies that he hasn't seen.
Wow, that would
like he has to sit
eons.
Down through Halloween.
I just don't think I would have any interest.
Well, clearly you don't have any interest, but if you actually were open-minded, I think it's almost impossible not to like the original Halloween. And I'm not a horror guy like Cakes. We got into this whole tangent because I just mentioned that I'm pummeling Halloween candy. But I'm not this guy that loves all of these horror movies. But Halloween, it's undeniably good. I don't know that one person could watch it and not think it was a great movie.
Mm. I think there is one person, and he's wearing a red Nats hat.
Yeah. I'm just not interested.
He's just different. Yeah. Pickle's a different dude.
Yeah, I just don't, I'm not
You're never going to convince
him. He's into old movies and most new movies.
For some reason, he's excited to watch like Tiger Woods on the practice range for 3 hours.
Well, I could do that all day.
I understand, but this is why I don't understand is that Eric's had 40 years to like watch it. It's not like a new phenomenon.
But I haven't had one second where I wanted to. So, you know what I mean?
But you're just missing out. Did you see Jaws? Did you ever watch Jaws?
I'm sure I saw.
He doesn't feel like he's.
He's only seen bits and pieces of Jaws. Like it's just stunning.
He doesn't appreciate good classic movies.
I think he doesn't. Yeah. I just don't have an interest. I didn't watch a lot of movies when I was a kid. It was a huge, big deal if my parents took us to the theater like once a year.
Yeah.
Like for a birthday party.
Yeah, you were just deprived.
I know.
Yeah, then we didn't have like HBO or anything.
It's on every single year on AMC.
It would never occur to me. First of all, I'm not sure I would even recognize it. And then I don't even go by those channels.
Yeah, those aren't in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch some home get redecorated than watch that. Yeah.
You'd rather watch, what's the guy with the Memphis car show? Whatever.
Oh, I'd rather watch those guys race cars.
JJ DeBoss?
JJ DeBoss.
Yeah.
He loves JJ DeBoss, but doesn't have any idea who Laurie Strode is.
Never heard of her.
No clue.
Doesn't know
that it took place in Haddonfield, Illinois. Doesn't know that.
He just admitted he didn't watch Jaws. Who hasn't seen the movie Jaws?
Well, I think I've seen bits and pieces, but it wasn't memorable.
Not memorable. Are you kidding me?
It's not memorable.
I wonder if do you at least recognize the theme music from Jaws?
Eric, I'm okay, floored. At least he's aware of that. That JP is so surprised. He's known you for 50 years.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, why are you surprised that he doesn't care about these films?
Care about it, but a movie like Jaws, I am stunned that he hasn't seen Jaws start to finish. Yeah. That one is stunning.
I mean, maybe I don't even know.
He overhypes that he didn't see movies as a kid. He had birthday parties at movies.
That's what I would see movies.
You saw other movies. You saw E.T., for example.
Probably at a birthday party. I did see E.T. E.T.'s silly.
But didn't
you see Rocky?
The other time I would go see a movie, and I did see Rocky.
Everybody's seen that.
No, in Ohio on the farm. That was something we would do because there's literally nothing to do on the farm.
But a lot of those movies were on TV, readily available back in the day, all the time. But it's besides the point.
Yeah, but what do you want me to tell you? We didn't watch movies.
What did you guys do?
I'm ready for Rocktober and for all the scary movies.
I watched
Bring them on.
Dukes of Hazzard. I watched Different Strokes. I watched
Dallas.
Yeah, I watched General Hospital.
I don't know.
Right. Didn't watch movies. Watched a lot of TV. We didn't watch movies. I don't know why. Maybe because my mom was completely sheltered that way. I'm sure she is. She hasn't seen anything.
Right.
Yeah. She's probably seen. And my dad just stayed in his office all day and just did work and read books. He didn't watch TV. He watched 60 Minutes.
Right.
He watched the Redskins game in 60 Minutes. Nothing else.
So he watched like 4 hours of TV a week.
Yes. He fell asleep usually by the second quarter of the game.
See, this is why you have no idea who Dr. Loomis is.
Dr. Loomis, never heard of
him. He's what a great character.
Is he like an eye doctor?
He's a mental. Yes. He's like a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
So this music is so good.
It's the best. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think Halloween, it's undeniably good. I'm not a Friday the 13th guy. Those movies kind of came out at the same time, and obviously there were a million sequels.
Right.
Halloween.
I never really liked the Friday the 13th series.
It pales in comparison.
Halloween was just, it's more eerie. It's scarier flick.
It's psychological. It's not just gratuitous violence and blood and gore. Frank Gore.
And his mask is better.
Mask is definitely better.
What's the best Halloween movie that's come out in the last 20 years? Is there one? Or are they all just old classics?
No, there's good movies all the time, but I don't think usually pretty small releases that if you're not into that genre that you wouldn't know.
No, there's been no massive.
Well, I mean, in terms of horrors, I think the Jordan Peele movies have been very good.
I don't. Yeah.
Like Get Out.
Yeah. Do they show those on Halloween?
Probably
is it like
not.
A Halloween tradition now to watch a
Jordan I don't know if
Peele
I'd really
movie?
Say those are so. Halloween movies, though.
No.
Yeah,
they're not really Halloween. They're just horror.
Right.
No, that's a good question. I don't know the last 20 years.
They've rebooted the Halloween franchise at least two or three times.
Yeah, there's movies that are like on Netflix that will keep you up for a week if you watch them. Like Hereditary. There's just terrifying movies out there.
Why would I watch that? This has no appeal to me. Although I would watch like a crime documentary of some murderer or some serial killer.
Now, this wasn't a Halloween film, but The Ring was pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. They redid all the It movies. That's probably the most recent scary stuff.
Bobby's loves Pennywise.
I did see Silence of the Lambs. Right, everybody saw that one.
Want a balloon?
But the only true Halloween film is Halloween.
Silence of the Lambs is. I'd say that's more of a thriller. That's not a horror movie.
That's about the extent of what I would get into. I remember going to the video store though, and I would try to get some skanky B movie, you know, where they had girls like were taking her top off.
It was the one with the big jugs, Elvira, or what was her name?
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know.
Elvira used to do like Miller Lite commercials.
But like some of those like straight to video movies, you know, like the worst like D
like,
movie.
You wanted knockoff slasher movies with chicks taking their tops off.
Exactly.
That's what
you want them to go skinny dipping in a lake and then
yes,
turn up bloody.
Exactly.
Hey, those hold up.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, those films had their merit.
Yes. Right.
Okay. Except you'd be done with the film by the time they skinny dip. You know what I mean?
I'm glad that Kevin McCarthy's not in on this discussion.
Yeah. I guarantee you guys right now, when Kevin talks about Halloween movies, he's going to give you the nugget about William Shatner's mask in Halloween.
He will, yes.
Yeah, that's a yearly tradition.
I don't even know what it is. He talks about it every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, the phone number is 800-636-1067. You call us on the AAA. Always on call listener line. You can also text a fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Standard message and data charges may apply. And tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up today at 9 o'clock, we will go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo and kind of wrap the season up. Talk about the playoffs, which were underway yesterday. That's all right here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Right now we're going to open up the Junkies Sports page. Sports page sponsored by Software AG Government Solutions, home of WebMethods, the world's most capable integration platform.
Baseball playoffs yesterday, boys. First game was at 2-3-5-7. First game was Astros Twins. I took the Astros +155. Granke was +155 yesterday. Bickle, I told you to get in on the action. I got really hooked in this game because it's 1-1 in the ninth. The Astros have runners on first and second, two outs. Can't remember who hit the ball to Polanco, the Twins shortstop, but he an easy force out at second, and he threw wide. And so everyone was safe, bases loaded. And then the next batter was Altuve. He walked. So then they're up 2-1, and then they made a pitching change, and then they went to a lefty, and then Brantley singled to score two. So I took the Astros, and I took the over 3.5 runs, team total for the Astros, totally hooked in the ninth.
Haven't the Twins been awful in the postseason?
Yeah, they haven't won a game in 16 years.
Wow. Oh, that is brutal.
I'm pretty sure it's maybe that's 17 straight.
Yeah, 17. I saw that stat yesterday.
Yeah, they just get pummeled. So the Astros get that win. So they're up 1-0. Elimination game today.
You need to bring Kemp Herbeck back.
Yeah.
Oh. I used to get size for him.
Oh, yeah. Those are the days, man.
Big chubby first baseman.
Yep.
We used to imitate his batting stance. Those were the days. Just being 12, 13, just imitate everyone's batting stance.
Yep.
Danny Ruelle still does it today.
That's all we
That's
did.
That's one of his bits.
It's one of his bits, yeah.
Second game, White Sox Athletics. White Sox win that game 4-1. Giolito, as you mentioned, had a perfect game through six. Ended up giving up a single in the seventh, but they go on to win 4-1. He was awesome. So they're up 1-0. And then you had the Rays Blue Jays. Blue Jays lose that game to Tampa 3-1. Snell beats Ray. And then you had the big matchup, Yankees-Indians. The Indians were going with Shane Bieber, who's going to run away with the AL Cy Young. He won the Triple Crown, wins, ERA, and strikeouts in the American League. But he got battered. He gave up nine hits, seven runs in like 4 2/3. Judge hit a two-run bomb in the first to give them the lead. Not totally surprising that Bieber got hit, because if you look at who he beat this year, he did beat the White Sox twice. That's a good lineup. But he beat the Royals twice. He beat the Pirates. He beat the Tigers twice. I think Milwaukee once. So he really didn't face a lot of tough lineups. Obviously, New York is. So the Yankees win that 12-3. So three out of the four roadies win the game yesterday. Eight games today, Bickle, starting at noon. Here you go, noon.
Give me your best winner.
I don't know. I got to look at the numbers. Reds, Braves, 12 o'clock. Astros, Twins, elimination game, 1 o'clock. Marlins, Cubs, game 1, 2 o'clock. White Sox, Athletics, elimination game, 3 o'clock. Blue Jays, Rays, 4 o'clock. Cards, Pods, 5 o'clock. So you've got noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then you got Yankees, Indians at 7, Brewers, Dodgers at 10. Eight games today. I mean, I would say the Dodgers, but you're going to lay a boatload.
Yeah. Walker Buehler on the mound.
I'm going to treat those games like Evie has treated the Halloween franchise since its inception.
Yeah.
All right,
me too.
Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball cakes.
Cakes checking in.
I don't know. Maybe the Dodgers on the run line. Probably laying 140, 150. Might be a good bet.
I get Seis for just having to win. You get Seis for that.
Maybe the Reds today, slight underdog because Bauer's going. I don't know. I'll be in on it every single game.
Right. Of course you're going to dabble. Why wouldn't you?
All right, so I guess the biggest story NFL-related is the fact that the Titans had three players and five staffers test positive for COVID. So now what do you do? They had to shut down their practice facility until Saturday. So did the Vikings, because that's who they played. Titans are supposed to play the Steelers on Sunday. The NFL is not going to cancel any games. They're going to figure out a way to play it. So I guess the way you can do it, and I was reading this today, is they can swap out some bye weeks.
If they had to.
Yeah, so.
But if they're only missing three guys.
You quarantine those players.
Yeah.
The other thing they're going to
do is retest them, and they'll check the cycle threshold, and they'll see how much, like, virus we're really talking about here. Because a lot of people are getting picked up with, like, dead RNA from 12 weeks ago.
Right. So all eight members are asymptomatic.
Just as long as it's not Derrick Henry.
Don't be surprised.
This is very selfish.
I agree with you.
Don't
Derrick
be surprised.
Henry cannot be affected.
If they come back today and they find out that their cycle threshold thing, the amplification cycle, was like in the high 30s or 40s, and they clear them.
Well, you know more about that than me.
Yeah,
I just know that the NFL is not going to cancel games. So
aren't they talking about maybe moving the game to like Monday night?
That's a possibility. Yeah, to allow for more testing.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to do their best and just play it on Sunday.
Take your vitamin D. Take your zinc. That's all you can do. Be Bonnie.
So that was the biggest story yesterday in the NFL. All right, so you got game one NBA Finals tonight.
Pumped.
Let's see.
I actually think the Heat have a chance. I don't know
what
the
odds
are.
What time are these games
starting? This game's at 9 o'clock. These are all 9. Well, the weekend games will be earlier.
I might be out on it, the whole thing.
No, the weekend games will be earlier, although Friday's at 9. But tonight's 9, Friday's 9, Sunday's 7:30.
You go to bed at 9 now, EB?
No, but I don't want to stay up till 11:30. You know,
I know
the first quarters of these games are meaningless.
But they got to hook the Laker fans.
Yeah, that's okay. I get it. It's just, you know, my lifestyle can't accommodate this. I can't stay up till 11:30 every night. It's
I'm with
ridiculous.
You. I'm with you.
Yeah, just kidding. I'll watch the highlights.
JP will.
Yeah.
I believe the Heat are 5-point dogs. Now, the Heat, here's a little number for you. The Heat in the playoffs played 15 games. All right, 12-3 outright, and I believe 12-3 against the number. And I'm pretty sure they're getting 5 in this game. Let me check the
updated
number.
Yeah, I see 4.5, and the total's 217 and a hook.
Yeah, I mean, they've just been a cash cow when it comes to covering the numbers and winning outright. So
I said this yesterday, man. I'm intrigued. I think the Heat have a real chance because Adebayo's been so great, and you can match him up against Anthony Davis. And I'm not saying Adebayo's going to shut down Anthony Davis. It's not going to happen. But he's a really good defensive player.
He's going to make him work.
And then Jimmy Butler is a grinder. You put Butler on LeBron at times. Iguodala has always done a good job on LeBron going back to his days with Golden State.
Yep.
I think they can you know, be solid defensively on those two guys. And then offensively, you know this, Jason, they pass the ball around and hit threes and spread you out with guys like Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got a shot.
They've got really good shooters. They shot the ball incredibly well in the playoffs. Do the Lakers have good closeout defenders? Can they guard the perimeter? Because I haven't watched them enough in the playoffs to
know
that.
Supposed to be one of their weaknesses because Avery Bradley didn't come in the bubble, so their perimeter defense isn't supposed to be great. Yeah. I mean, LeBron, you know, can be excellent when he wants to be. And so you saw LeBron at times being an excellent defender in the Western Conference Finals. It's not like he was on Jamal Murray much, but when he needed to be, he was, and he made a difference.
Yeah. So, I do. I like Miami. I think they certainly win a couple games. Not sure if they win the series, but I'm going to play them tonight, plus the number.
Did you see the thing that went viral a few days ago about Duncan Robinson? So, Duncan Robinson played at the University of Michigan, or ended his career at the University of Michigan.
Yeah. And he was at a D3 school.
I guess he was convinced he wasn't going to be a professional player. And so he reached out to somebody like us, like somebody in the business, in the media, for I think it was a school project. And he was like, look, it looks like my playing days are winding down. I'd love to interview you about maybe a future in broadcasting. And, you know, he did go to the D League, I guess, or the G League, as they call it now. And now he's freaking starting in the NBA Finals.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
From a real small town in Maine. And then I think he moved to New Hampshire when he was a little younger. But, you know, he went to Williams College because, you know, he didn't have a scholarship offers coming out, and then transferred to Michigan. It's just an unbelievable story, really.
And by the way, Tyler Hero, I don't know if you've been following this. First of all, Tyler Hero has, like, a shocker, a smoke show of a girlfriend, like some Instagram model.
Who's her ex-boyfriend that's also in the finals?
Don't know that.
I thought I saw
that. She's a serial baller dater?
I think so, yeah.
That's her move?
I think so, yeah.
So Tyler Hero played 1 year at Kentucky, and he was drafted this year by the Miami Heat, I think 13th overall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he said he like has a chip, but he's like, I know everybody who was drafted ahead of me. I'm sorry. Zion Williamson was drafted ahead of you. Ja Morant was drafted ahead of you.
Okay.
Like, don't act like you should have been drafted above those guys.
All right,
everybody
Well, what about
there
the
might
other
be
10?
Seven or eight others.
Well,
that
yeah,
should have been.
Everybody else, it's fair game. But those two, come on.
Rui,
all right.
He might not have been talking about those guys.
He might have said, I should have gone three.
He said,
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Right.
Well, he should have that mindset.
I like Rui, too. Just a cheap shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's better than – I'm just looking at it. He's better than P.J. Washington. He's better than Cameron Johnson. He's better than Cam Reddish. He's better than Rui. He's better than Jackson Hayes. He's better than Kobe White, better than Jarrett Culver. Now, some of these guys were really good college players, but
he's
better than R.J. Barrett.
It happens every year. I mean, Kawhi Leonard was drafted in the middle of the first round. A bunch of teams passed on him. Same with Giannis.
Well, R.J. Barrett really didn't pan out? Like,
he was okay at times.
He was all right, but he had some injuries too. But
what happened to that big Cam Reddish crowd? Remember when the Wizards drafted Rui?
Yeah.
There were some people that were really perturbed they didn't draft Cam Reddish. Mm. Cam Reddish had so much upside. I mean, maybe he'll turn into a great player, but he didn't do much as a rookie.
He was
banged up too. I think he had some injury issues.
RJ,
I mean, he played 58
points.
Games, Cakes.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but I mean, just in terms of how impactful he's been on the league, Hero's a better player.
Well, Hero is playing great right now, but he wasn't even the best rookie guard on his team. Kendrick Nunn made first-team All-Rookie NBA. So, I mean, Hero's playing well right now. But
yeah, he just needed an opportunity.
Yeah.
You don't know his nickname.
He's obviously a very good player.
Tyler Hero?
Yeah.
What?
Bucket.
Bucket, yeah.
It's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, ex-boyfriend is Kuzma.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's a little awkward.
The whole thing is awkward, yeah?
Right.
Another guy in the league.
What if Kuzma says things to him on the court
this
week?
Sure does.
He says, I was there first, the whole nine. You know he does.
He hit it first.
Has Kylie Jenner ever dated an NBA guy? Is she the one that was dating God, was there somebody in Dallas that she was dating? I know I'm thinking of her sister.
Kylie or Kendall's the one that dates all the basketball.
Oh, Kendall is the one. Okay,
She dated Blake Griffin.
So somehow I stumbled onto Kylie's Instagram. That girl is a show. I've never even really looked at her. She's ridiculous. I'm on like 5 years late on that one, but I've never even looked at that girl's Instagram. I mean, they're ridiculous. What's her deal? She just dates the rappers, right?
Well, Travis Scott.
Travis Scott
is her baby's daddy. Yeah. Right. I get confused if they're together.
Which is the one that's like the billionaire? Is it Kylie
that's
or Kendall?
Kylie.
Kylie's the one that's the billionaire?
Yeah. She has a silly cosmetics line, EB.
Oh, okay.
I'll be honest with you, if they all walked into my house and screamed at me, I would know that they're Jenners or Kardashians or whatever stupid family. I just wouldn't know which one.
You'd be able to pick them apart.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes,
I wouldn't know
I couldn't
first
tell
names.
Kylie and Kendall, I don't think. Maybe
yeah,
I could.
You would. Kendall's like butt skinny. She's like a beanpole, and right. Kylie's not.
What's Kylie's deal? Are those butt implants?
I would not know.
What do you think, Drabby?
I don't think much is real on Kylie.
Yeah.
She looks great, but she didn't look like that right. 8 years ago.
Right. All right, so she looks better than Kim at this point, right?
Well, Kim's 40-something years old.
Yeah, no, Kim's old news.
I wouldn't kick any of them out of bed for eating crackers.
Right. That old man cliche.
Play the old man.
Old man cliche.
Trev says that all the time.
Can you please?
Trust me, he's said it before.
That's making me just laugh.
Well, how would you? Okay, so Kyle Kuzma was tagging Tyler Hero's chick first. He hit it first.
Yeah.
Right.
But I know since you're mentioning the Jenners, it took me a while to remember. So Kendall Jenner was with Ben Simmons.
And also,
I don't know the order. I don't know the order.
Here's the order. I think Blake Griffin, then Ben Simmons, and I think most recently, Devin Booker.
Right.
Hmm. Well, Jason, is Kendall the one that's like a
100 and what?
96 million.
Oh, a bunch of losers.
Yeah. Listen, well, that's like most the whole country.
Right.
Drabby, is one of these like a real model that does like runways and stuff?
Kendall.
Or no?
It's Kendall. Yeah,
she works. Kendall's a real model. That's why she looks all skinny.
Well, yeah. She'll do like the Victoria's Secret Angel shows and all that.
She
that's
does.
The one that was with Ben Simmons. What I wanted to say is, I remember, you know, we all check out that site BSO from time to time. And it said that Kendall Jenner cheated on Ben Simmons like 5 times.
What
she
did?
Is he
doing?
Probably with
Devin
Blake
Booker.
Griffin.
Probably
like, Devin Booker.
Like Joel Embiid.
Right.
I mean, just an NBAer lock.
Right. Now I'm watching a video of Kendall Jenner, or I guess Kris Jenner, playing tennis.
Why
in
would
a bikini.
You ever watch that?
I don't know. Because these girls pose with pictures with tennis rackets, and Drabby and I were saying there's no chance they've ever hit a ball. They just go out there and pose with a tennis racket. I'm fascinated by this now.
You're going to be in this Kylie wormhole for a while.
Well, no, now I'm looking at Kendall because I'm trying to see what her deal is. Yeah, she's the skinny one. Yeah. I think I'm more of a Kylie person. I'm a Kylie guy. I'm team Kylie.
Can't believe you watch more Kylie hitting ground strokes than you watch Michael Myers stab people.
It's true.
It's unbelievable.
It's very true.
We'll never understand him.
I'm off Kendall. I'm team Kylie. I just figured it out.
Team Kylie now.
Kendall has 60 million less followers. She's
go back
very
and watch
jealous
the WAP video,
sister.
EB. You'll be sized for Kylie's cameo.
Which video?
WAP video.
I was gone that week when you guys did all that. I haven't seen that.
Lucky you.
Yeah, you scored.
We talked about WAP for like 2 hours.
All right, coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win a silly prize here on a Game Show Wednesday. You can call in now for the morning matchup on Game Show Wednesday at 800-636-1067.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a game show Wednesday with the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's brought to you by our friends at MGM National Harbor. The poker room is open in case you've been living in a cave somewhere. They've been open for the last few months. They've got the plexiglass between each player, seven-handed max. And by the way, just a reminder, we're a week away from the October version of the Cakes Classic No Limit Monthly Tournament. So I'd love to see you out there a week from tonight at MGM National Harbor.
Nice. We're going to play Name That Heart Thing here on a game show Wednesday. You can call us now at 800-636-1067 to play. Call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line. The way it works is you challenge Junkie. There will be a clue for the soundbite. Yes. And then you will bid on how long it takes for you to name that heart thing. You could defer to the Junkie. There'll be a little back and forth bidding process, and then if you can name that heart thing, you will win the prize. I know that we have another copy of WWE 2K Battleground on the line. Who will do battle against the Junkies first?
All right, let's go to Brian on line one. Brian, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Hey, Brian.
What's up?
Hey. Brian, who would you like to challenge and name that act?
Let's go with Cake.
Johnny
taking
Cakes.
On Cakes. Valdez, I'm going to let you run the show. I know I sent you clips. Valdez, we're just going to do one clue at a time. You roll with it.
All right. So is Brian or Cakes picking the category? Because there's two categories.
Brian can pick.
Yeah, Brian, you either have coaches or championship coaches or singers.
Ooh. Championship coaches.
Okay. JP, do you have the clue or am I giving a clue?
I just said you can run with it, but if you want me to do it, I can.
Okay. If you have a clue ready, go ahead. Sorry, because I didn't have
Okay,
it.
Clue number one is he's arguably the best.
We'll let Brian start the bidding. You can start at five if you wish.
We'll go with five then.
I can name that. How do you think in 4 seconds?
Do you want to go below that, Brian?
Come on, man. So obvious.
Yeah.
So what? Okay. You know what?
I'm cutting to the chase. I'm going to go in blind.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm betting blind.
All right, Brian.
I'm going to torpedo the entire game.
You are going to torpedo the game because if you miss it, it's over.
Is that dumb? Can I retract that?
You can do it
1 second. You want to do 1 second?
I'll take 1 second.
I mean, do you really care if you lose?
I really don't care.
Yeah but at least we want to hear the clue.
By the way, there's so many sports where you can be a championship coach.
True, but I'm thinking you're thinking one sport. Go ahead.
Look, the play.
I mean, I'm just going to go with my initial lean. My gut tells me that's Bill Belichick.
Yeah, of course.
The league are so close. The athletes are.
Yes, of course.
The clue gave it away.
The clue gave it away. Come on, Brian. They're stumbling, not even knowing what
I mean,
to.
Seriously. Come on. Let's get on Brian's level.
He didn't know the rules.
Pay attention to the clue.
Punch up the next contestant. I believe it's Jordan on line two. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going, John?
Hey, all right, Jordan. Who would you like to challenge and name that act?
Let's go with EB.
All right. Are we staying with championship coaches?
Yeah, championship coaches. JP, let me give the clue for this one.
Okay.
Your clue is, this coach uses animals as motivation.
Okay.
One job.
Jordan, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less. How long for you to name that acting?
Let's go with four.
EB, go zero.
Go zero?
Go zero. You should know who. Listen to the clue. You should
I did. But I'm locked in on one coach.
Right.
So that's hurting me. Oh, I do know. Okay.
Go big.
One.
Jordan, you can go
below zero.
Yeah.
If I stay with one, does he still get it?
You can't stay at one. It's either zero. You got to go no clue, process. Or you let me go with one.
Oh my God!
I'll let you go with one.
We've legitimately been doing this game for 20 plus years, and somehow the contestants have gotten worse at it.
I think the problem is it's early.
It's early.
People have the brain fog.
It's also the worst game we play.
No, I like the game, actually.
Nobody ever knows how to play it.
I like the game.
Well, the worst part is the back and forth on the bidding. that's just the worst part.
Maybe we need to clue them in. All right, so you got 1 second to name this herb thing, EB.
Yeah. Okay.
I think...
silly Davey.
Sorry, Jordan.
Cakes cheated. Gave it to me. Yeah, Cakes cheated.
He's just clearly said, think about
cheated. It. Explain.
How did
explain.
I cheat? What are you talking about?
You just gave him clues. Explain to the audience how Davey Martinez uses animals.
He brought
to motivate.
In a donkey or something.
No,
right?
He brought in a camel.
Whatever.
To get over the hump.
Oh, I've completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Forget about
he's
that.
Done stuff like that in spring training, right? That's what
yes.
he did. The
yes,
bit.
That's yeah, what yeah. he does. The spring
I
training.
I thought he brought in a donkey.
He rents carnival like, camels and has Ryan Zimmerman ride around first base.
Do the guys actually get a kick out of it, or are they just shaking their heads? I wonder.
I don't know. They probably think it's a wacky bit.
They do. Yeah, I mean, they probably, laugh.
I mean, how
probably
often
gets a laugh
it?
At them, and how then they don't think
a
about
camel
it.
In West Palm. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It just doesn't happen.
Then they
a lot.
They think about where they're teeing it up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I understand. Well,
all right,
than that,
if you want to play and challenge a junkie, 800-636-1067. As we get rid of callers, that means the line's open on the AAA Always On Call listener line, 800-636-1067. All right, who's up next?
I don't know. I see Jeff on line three. Is Jeff there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, Jeff. You understand the game, right?
Who would you like to challenge and name that acting?
Cakes.
Johnny
Taking
Cakes.
On
here
cakes.
We go, cakes.
All right, Valdez, you have the clue?
Championship coaches.
I do not.
Okay, here's your clue. He has a new job.
Ooh.
This one I'm not so
you
secure
can start
about.
The bidding at 5 seconds or less, Jeff. How long
I'm
to name that hurting who has a new job?
I'll go five.
Cakes?
Ron Rivera.
No, dude. You got to hear the clue. What, hold on. I'm fascinated by this.
This is fascinating.
When you said I'd go five, what did you think you were going five for? Like, what was the purpose of saying five?
You know what? We didn't properly explain the game.
No. You get 5 seconds of a clue. That's why you would say, so then you wait for the clue, right? That's why you bid.
Just, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what?
I know it's been years and years, but there was a show called Name That Tune. It's basically the exact right. same thing.
We're so old, JP. No one's probably ever seen Name That Tune.
I think the caller's a donk.
Yeah,
I'm going to give him the full 5 seconds.
Nice. Yeah, right. It's actually impossible for him to get this.
A long runway for this one.
Well, I think it just states the obvious. You know, the history and tradition is very important to both franchises.
Jeff, can you name that hurting? It's a new coach. Take a guess.
If you say no, I'm going to die.
How about you just say Ron Rivera again?
Ron Rivera.
There
well,
you
it's
go,
not
buddy.
Ron Rivera.
Oh, I thought it was.
What?
It sounded like him. It did.
Here, play it again.
Well, I think it just states the obvious. You know, the history and tradition is very important to both franchises, and I think it's something you have to feel the respect.
Oh, is it the – oh, okay.
Now go ahead, EB. Who do you think it is?
Peter LaViolette.
What?
I'm guessing.
It's Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys.
Oh,
coach.
I didn't recognize his dumb boy.
Yeah, all right. We have a name that singer category.
All
so
right.
Let's punch up Nathan.
All right. Nathan, are you there, buddy?
All right, Nathan. Who would you like to challenge?
Let's do Jason.
All right. Name that singer.
All right. All right, your clue is, in a way, we've talked about her today. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less, Nathan.
Let's do 4 seconds.
All right, go for it. But I have no
clue. 4 seconds to name this singer who, in a way, we've talked about today.
My name comes from, you know what? My sister name is Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I know it.
You should get that.
Nathan, do you have a guess?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh,
I'm going to defer to Jason.
Is that- Sorry, bro.
I think it's Cardi B.
It's Cardi B.
But he's deferred. He's deferred to you after he's already done it.
Yeah, yeah.
This game is.
All right, let's go to the next contestant.
It doesn't have to have a lot of integrity. It's just fun.
Yeah, these guys are so ripped about the game.
Yeah, they hate the game, so they're not going to help the game. They need to prep the guests.
Right, they want it to implode.
Yeah, when they want to sabotage something, they know how.
Oh, yeah, this is all our fault.
Yeah.
Did you explain to them how to play?
This happens every time we play this game. I've been telling you this game sucks for 8 years.
You know what? We just need to
eliminate the bidding process. The caller just has the opportunity. They don't even challenge us. They just have the opportunity.
But we've done the bidding process since day one.
Okay,
you
know what? We can evolve.
How did it work for 20 years? And all of a sudden, the last year it doesn't work.
Here's the pivot that could work. A caller picks us to pit one of us against each other because we actually know how to play the game. And then if whoever wins, that person gets the prize. That
Let's
might
play
be
the
way
second
that
one.
Curveball.
Let's play the second one.
It's so fun for me to just see what she's going to wear literally every day.
Is it me?
Well, we didn't even pick a contestant.
This game
has imploded.
This game, you know, this is going straight to caller 10. The prize is going to go to caller 10.
Eric Church. I don't know.
Blake Shelton. All right, why don't we do that? Caller 10, clear out the phone lines. The very popular caller 10 game at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with that copy of WWE 2K Battleground. WWE 2K Battlegrounds is tons of fun. Pull over-the-top moves and use the special abilities to crush your opponents in your favorite match types with unique twists like Royal Rumble, Steel Cage, and more. Get it now on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Stream, and Stadia. Coming up next, we do it every morning at 7. We hit the skins here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.